Nun Amud Beis, we'll begin Nun Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Lishna Achrina. So the Mishnah said that Gimel Shach L'Ka'achas Ein Rishon L'Chalek, three people that ate together, they cannot divide. The Gemara asked that, what's the Chiddush? We know that there's a Chi of Zimun if three people ate together. So the Gemara gave the first teretz, and now Lishna Achrina, another teretz. Omer Rav Amar Shmuel Hachi Ketani Gimel Shiyashu Lachol Kachas Af Al Pisha Kol Echad Ve'echad Oichol Miki Kora. The Chiddush is that three people that sat down to eat together, even though each one's eating from his separate portion, he has his own role, he has his own challah, they're not joining together in the same challah, Ein Rishayim L'Chalek. You might have thought that the Chi of Zimun is only when they're eating from the same karet, the same kikar together. So Kamash Mlan, even though their food is separate, they have separate challahs, they have separate roles, they still have a Chi of Zimun. Inami, alternatively, kiha de rafuna dam rafuna. Gimel shebo mi gimel chaburas. The Chiddush is telling me that if three people joined together, they came from three separate groups, shebo mi gimel ve'en rishoy lechalek, then already they cannot divide. Even if they came from three separate groups and now they're sitting down together, even though they have not begun to eat yet, they have not eaten together, but they came from a group of three people. They had a chiyuv of zimun. That chiyuv of zimun remains with them. So now when they join together, these three join together, they have a chiyuv of zimun. They cannot split off even before they started to eat. But that's only if they come from three groups of three bnei Adam, meaning that each group had three people, so each one had a chiv of zimun. Each one in that group had his own chiv of zimun. So even if he breaks off, now he joins two other people, now they have a group of three, each one had their own chiv of zimun, which remains with them, so now they cannot divide from the second group, because they have to fulfill the chiv of zimun. That's only if they did not yet have a mezumin in their place. Now, the way Rashi learns is machlokes rishonim here. The way Rashi learns is that's only if, when they were in the original group, if they didn't answer for the mezumin, they left before there was a bench and before Zimun, and now they're coming to their new place. Aval Azman alay beduchtayu. But if, when they were in the original group, there was a mezuzah and they answered, now they left before benching. They haven't benched yet, but they already answered. So now, when they come to this new group, parah zimun minayu, their zimun has departed. They already were yoytzah their zimun. They cannot make a zimun now in this new group because they already answered in the previous group. Rabbeinu Yonah learns differently. He says that even if they didn't answer, but if the original group benched and they were mezamen, that chiyav of zimun that was in the original group has departed. Even if they didn't answer, if that original group was mezamen, the original chiyuv of zimun is gone. They cannot make a zimun in the new group. But in any event, according to all of the rishonim, if there was no zimun in the first group, if the first group there was three people, one person left before benching, before zimun, before benching, and now each one from the group, there are three groups, one from each group left, and they came together in a new group. Now, even if they didn't eat together, they have a chiyuv zimun together. Amar Rav Mana Amina Lo, how do I know that this is the case that we say that it departs? Because it's not mita she nignava, a bed can be makabel tumah. Kalim can be makabel tumah. Raw materials are not makabel tumah. So a bed is susceptible to tumah, can makabel tumah. However, it was stolen, half of it was stolen. So now half of it, half a bed is not makabel tumah. It's not a kli, it's not functional. Oish av de chesiv, half was lost. Oish chalku achim, or brothers split it. Oish utfim, or partners to hire. It's tar. Even if it, the tumah departs from it because it's not a kli. Herziru. Now, if they put it back together, now it is a kli, it's susceptible to tuma. So, mekabel es tuma mikanul hato. From now on, it's a kli. It can be mekabel tuma from here on. It's susceptible to tuma. However, medayg mikanul haba in. That's only from now on. Tuma, that if it becomes contact, becomes in come to contact with Tuma after it's put together. But Lemafreya loy, but Lemafreya, if it was Tomei, the bed broke, so it became tar. Now you put it back together, that old Tuma does not resurface, does not come back. It's only can become Tomei Mikano Laba, but not Lemafreya. Alma came in the Palgua, Parchla Tuma. So you see, once you split it, the Tuma's gone. Parch Tuma mina. Achaname came into Osman Alayim, Baruch Zimun Minayim. Here also came into Osman Alayim. When there's a Mezumen, then Baruch Zimun Minayim. Once if they were Mezamen in the original Chabura, then his Zimun is gone. And now even though he joins a new Chabura, he can only have Zimun if he eats Mikanol Haba, if he eats with them going forward. But the old Chiv of Zimun, once it's broken, once it's gone, it's gone. This chabura, so it says two, the Mishnah said two chaburas in a house. If Miksalsim, Roim, Yisrael, Yisrael, they can see each other, then they can join together with this Mizumen. Tana, Imiye, Shamash, Beinem, Shamash, Mitzarim. Similarly, if there's a waiter, a Shamash that's serving both groups, that joins the two together, and they can join together in a Zimun. Ein Mevorchim Ela Yayin. So the Mishnah said that Ein Mevorchim Ela Yayin. You don't make a bracha bori pri gafen. I said Yitzan Teich Maim. Did Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer says you can only make a bori pri gafen if it's diluted with water, because otherwise it does not have the chashivas of wine. B'chachamim Oimer Mevorchim. They say no. Even if you do not dilute it, you could still make the bracha. So Tan Rabbanon, Yayin actually nosel l'seicha mayim, prior to putting water in it to diluting it in mevorchim boi priya gafen ela boi priya eitz. You only make an eitz. V'noit l'mimen al yadayim, and it's considered fruit juice, and therefore you can use it until yadayim. Misha nosel l'seicha mayim, once you've diluted it, it's considered wine, not juice. Mevorchim boi priya gafen, so you make the bar b'reichim gafen v'ein noit l'mimen al yadayim, divrei Rabbi Elazar, but you cannot use it until yadayim because it's not considered juice, it's considered wine. The Chacham say, in any event, you can make a bar priya gafen, even if it's not diluted with water, it's still considered wine. It still has a chashivas of wine. And you cannot use it for until yadayim. According to who does it go, Shmuel, that he says you can do personal needs with bread, even if you don't eat it. It's not considered a bezoyin, and it's not considered bezoyin oichlim, it's not disgraceful. You can use it for personal use. Kiman ki Rabbi Elazar. Well, we see Rabbi Elazar says that it can be noitel yadayim, so it clearly goes like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar clearly says that you can use the fruit juice for until yadayim, so Shmuel is certainly consistent with Rabbi Elazar. There might be the case of bracha that you do not put water in my time. Should be in a mitzvah min a mufchar, because a mitzvah min a mufchar is required for kashel bracha. Now the Rabbanan say that even without diluting it, you can make a bori perigam. Well, people don't drink it. If you can't drink it, then why is it that you would make a bori perigam? No, it is chazer for the karaite. They do have certain drinks that are mixed together with other ingredients. Now, it's not fully diluted like diluted wine is, but it's mixed together. Some of them are these mixtures are mixed together with honey and peppers, some with other ingredients, with oil and water and etc. So they mix it with other ingredients and it becomes a drink that people drink. So therefore, even undiluted wine, in the normal sense, in the typical sense, is still used as a beverage, as a drink, and therefore you can make a bar priya gafen. The question asks, unfortunately, they ask on this, well, nevertheless, in any event, but it still has to be diluted with something, with some ingredients. It still, even karaite has to be diluted. It's not wine that is not mixed with other ingredients. So wine on itself that has no dilution at all, why should you make a bori priya gafen? Various real answers. Wine that's mixed with karaite, it has those additives, it's primarily wine. It has some additional ingredients too with it that still retains its same form. It doesn't change it into something else. So wine can be made bori priya gafen on that. When we talk about diluted wine in the sense that it was diluted, And that type of wine in those days was three parts water to one part wine. So it was like Panim Chadoshes. It was a different type of beverage. The original wine, undiluted wine, was not drunk. So therefore, for that itself, it was not used, would not be considered a wine for Bari Brigam. But since it has these other applications where it's only a minimal dilution, therefore we can consider undiluted wine to be wine. So we talked about using this wine for Nitilas Yodayin, Tamar Rabbanan, Dalet Dvarim, Nimru Pas. Four things are mentioned by Pas. Ein Manichem Basar Chayal Pas. So over here, this Mandamer is saying that we do not use it in a disgraceful way. We do not use it in a way that it will get ruined. So we don't put raw meat on bread because it'll become meals and people won't eat it. Ein Mavirin Kais Mole Al Apayim Pas. You know, take a full cup and pass it over the pas because it might spill and ruin the pas. Vein zorkim es pas, you don't throw it. Vein simchin es akar pas, you don't support a pot with bread. Amir mar zut ravashi kar charifta b'harei adadi, they had a meal together. Isla kamay tamar v'rimayni, they brought dates and pomegranates for them. Shokol mar zut pasuk l'kamay d'ravashi distoni. So he threw in front of him a portion of meat. He put a, threw a portion of cooked meat in front of him. Do you not hold that we hold that we said that you do not throw food? It's bizoyan, it's to throw food. He answered, "Hai bepas, hai bepas, Tanya." He said, "That's mentioned by pas." I vatanya kishem shein zorkin es a pas kain ein zorkin es a oichlim. It says clearly in the brisa, not only bread, all foods, Amarlei, Batanya, Afalpi, Shein, Zorgin, Espasav, Zorgin, Esoyachlim, aye, but the Brisa says just the opposite. There's another Brisa that says just the opposite. That's only bread that you don't throw, but Ayachlim you do. El Leikasha, Habamidid, the Mamis, Habamidid, Loy, Mamis. But it makes a difference. Something that becomes ruined if you throw it, something that becomes meals, you can't throw it. And that applies to anything, not only pas. Something that does not become ruined, and then you could throw it. Now, so these, now what it says that other foods you can is are foods that do not become ruined. Now, when he threw that meat, apparently the meat that he threw was such a type that in a way he that it would not become meus. You can have wine flow. It's a siman bracha to have wine flow. So you can have the wine flow in pipes before a chas and before a kala. It can flow in front of them. Now, you can't have it ruined. You can't have ibn oichlim. It can't be baltasha. So meaning at the other end, there is a cup to collect it or a vessel to collect it. But the flowing through the pipes was that something was appropriate, where the wine would not get ruined, then it's a siman bracha. The zarkin lifnei klois, you can throw in front of them kloy toasted grain, vagoizim and nuts, v'maisacham in the summer where it doesn't get mius. Avaloi v'maisach shomim, but not in the wintertime when it get mius. Avaloi glus klois, but not rolls of bread. Loi v'maisacham, avaloi v'maisach shomim. But you can't throw a roll, not in winter, not in summer, because the rolls of bread would get ruined. So this chilik that we have, we see again this chilik between pas and other foods. A new halacha, Amar Rav Yehuda Shachach v'yechnisayich m'seich pi, b'lay bracha, a person forgot, and he put in his mouth food, and without making a bracha. Now he has the food in his mouth. Mesalkan l'tzadech l'mevorach. He moves it to one side of his mouth, and he makes the bracha before swallowing it. Tanya chara boilam. Now one brisa says you swallow it, v'tanya yidach polta. And the other brisa says you spit it out. V'tanya yidach mesalkan. And the other brisa says, like we just said, you remove it to one side. So how do we reconcile this? That we said he swallows it was with liquids. He can't move it to one side. It's impossible. And if he spits it out, it'll become ruined. So there we say he removes it to, he swallows it rather. He swallows it and he has no choice. He swallows it. And if he's still drinking afterwards, he continues to make a bracha. That he says he spits it out, and he did loy mamis, something that doesn't become amius. That we says it's removed to one side, b'midi de mamis, something that he can't spit out. It will become meals if he spits it out, but he could remove it to one side. So he removes it to one side, and he makes the bracha. So, well, why something, even if it's not going to get a maos, but why isn't it the preferred method just to move it to one side? Why should he spit it out, even if it doesn't get ruined? But why not just move it to one side and say the bracha? Why require him to spit it out? So, no, that's not the preferred way. It's a b'di'evit, because mishum shenamra yimal fiti losecha, my mouth should be full with your praises. You shouldn't have food in your mouth when you're saying a bracha. So if he has no choice, that's the way he does it. But if he could spit it out, then it's more appropriate. The better way is to do that, because yimal fiti losecha.